Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
With me at the moment is Mr. Russell Kelty. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Ricky. How are you today?
Thank you. Good, thank you. Before we start, can you introduce yourself to our audience, please?
Of course. First, thank you for having me on. My name is Russell Kelty. I'm the curator of Asian art at the Art Gallery of South Australia in Adelaide.
Okay. I heard that there'll be an exhibition at your gallery called Two Islands, One Thread. Could you please tell us more about this exhibition?
Yes, of course. So this is very exciting for us. The exhibition is called Two Islands, One Thread, The Art and Cultures of Lombok and Bali. And this will be on display in the Lower Melrose Wing from the 15th of May to the 11th of October this year, very soon, in a couple of weeks. And what it does is it explores primarily Lombok and the deep traditions of textile creation in Lombok that are very rarely seen or very rarely discussed in Australia. This may be the first exhibition of its kind in Australia. And the interchange and engagement with nearby Bali over a series of hundreds of years, and how this affected the textiles that were created there, as well as cultural dynamics, all met out and or displayed in works of art from largely from the gallery's collection. And this idea first came from our previous curator, James Bennett, Dr. James Bennett, who lives and works in Lombok, as well as one of our major donors, Michael Abbott ALKC. And the idea was, and they're currently finalizing a catalog of his collections, which feature the works, which are primarily textiles created in Lombok and Bali. And it seemed like a great idea given the collections at the gallery, as well as our connections with Michael, Mr. Abbott, and James, of course, that we present a display which examined these two extraordinary islands in new and exciting ways and presented their relationship primarily through textiles. Because as you all know, Ricky, throughout Indonesia and Lombok and Bali in particular, textiles are not simply works of art, but they literally are used throughout life, denote specific ceremonies and important rituals and times of life, and are very important, are woven into the fabric of daily life in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. And with the items that will be exhibited, who chose those ones? Or did the artist choose it, or from your part?
So we have quite an extraordinary historical collection of textiles, largely donated by Mr. Abbott, as well as others. And over the years, we've examined them and presented them in numerous different ways in the gallery's exhibition spaces. And this iteration is largely chosen by myself in collaboration with Dr. James Bennett, seeking to redefine our textile collection and also redefine the perception of our Lombok textile collection, and to present it in a new light in conversation with those that are were created in Bali. These are largely historical. However, it's important to remember that this culture is still very much a living culture. And many of the textiles that you see in the display mirror those that are still being created and worn in both Lombok and Bali.
Okay. Could you highlight a few standout artworks and explain why they are particularly significant?
Well, I think the first is the songket, the extraordinary cloths often worn as a wrap or waist cloth, which have these supplementary weft designs, relief designs woven into them, of which there are many in the show, and really showcase the extraordinary talents of weavers in Lombok and Bali. And so songket are these quite large wraps worn around the waist most often, and have quite important symbols associated with very specific rituals and times of life. There are a number of these in the collection. This is the first time that they've been out for quite some time. They're these beautiful textiles, evocative colors, quite extraordinary. And so many of these works will be on display. There'll be other works in the show, including particularly from Lombok, an extraordinary Quran, which has this anthropomorphic case. So again, highlighting the idea of Lombok culture, which is largely Sasak culture, and their particular take on Islamic belief.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The artistic tradition of Lombok, very different from the Bali. Is there any overlap in between those two?
Yeah, so this is one of the ideas that is negotiated in both the catalog and as well as the display. And the connections over the past 200-300 years have been quite interesting due to the Hindu influence of Bali on Lombok, certain parts of Lombok, and then, of course, the Dutch invasion of Bali and Lombok to a certain extent. And so there are very interesting ways in which Hindu culture winds its way to a certain extent through, particularly through textiles in Lombok. And so we see Hindu temples, particularly on the western side of Lombok, that are established in the 18th and 19th centuries. On the western side of Lombok, influenced by the kingdom of Karanasam from Bali. So there is a very interesting dialogue, the artistic and cultural dialogue that's happening historically and I believe still continues today.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is your first exhibition in Australia. What are your expectations for the visitors after visiting this exhibition?
Well, it's our hope that, you know, this is quite an intriguing question you asked, because I'm not from these shores. I'm originally from somewhere else, but migrated here and now been integrated into this wonderful culture of Australia. Mm-hmm. But one thing that has often perplexed me is that on the doorstep, on the northern shores, on the doorstep of Australia, is this extraordinary culture in Indonesia, our nearest neighbor. And unfortunately, I get the sense that most Australians only know one aspect of, say, Balinese culture and may not fully understand the depth of culture in Bali and probably are not as aware of the culture of Lombok. And both have these extraordinary artistic cultures that really should be celebrated. And that is what I'm hoping people take away is a recognition of the beauty and sophistication of the textiles and other works of art that are in the show. And even more reason to travel to engage with our nearest neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're bringing so many items from in Lombok and Bali to Australia. What are the challenges you're facing while preparing for this one?
So this exhibition is largely from our collection. Donors over many years have contributed to this, but primarily, you know, this has been Michael Abbott's great passion is Balinese and Lombok, now recognition of Lombok textiles in the collection. And we are, however, working with the Museum Negari Nusa Tenggara Barat, or NTB, the major cultural institution in Lombok, in the city of Mataram, and representatives from their from this institution came to the art gallery last year, and we met and we had signed a memorandum of understanding. And as a result, we're going to be borrowing 5 textiles from their collection to be displayed before a symposium on the 12th of September this year. So we're not only connecting through works of art to this culture, but we're also seeking to engage with a much more robust connection and discussion and engagement with Lombok and the cultural institutions in Lombok. So these offer, anytime you bring works of art, borrow works of art from an institution outside of Australia, there are often complexities. But often what happens is, through these complexities, relationships are formed which were not there before. And do you gain an understanding of a culture that you maybe were not so familiar with? And so along with what I hope is people will draw from this display is the extraordinary nature of textiles created in both Lombok and Bali. They also recognize that it is our responsibility to a certain extent to look outside of our borders and to engage with those nearest to us, and to understand, and through that engagement, we develop some kind of mutual and shared understanding of our culture and shared humanity.
Mm-hmm. Will there be any other exhibition in the future?
At this point, we don't have anything on the books, but it is my assumption that, or my hope, that these relationships will continue to grow and result in future displays, engagement, and possibly exhibitions.
Okay. Well, last one. What do you want to say something or anything about additional about this exhibition to our audience?
Yes. Come to the Art Gallery of South Australia in from May 15th and experience the extraordinary art and culture and textiles of Lombok and Bali. There'll be a number of public programs around this, public talks, the symposium on the 12th of September, which will include a delegation from Lombok. So please come and enjoy the exhibition, the collection, and the culture of our nearest neighbors.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Russell Kelty, the curator of Asian Art, Art Gallery of South Australia.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.